How would you feel about your organs being automatically available for transplant unless you object? Well, that's what Anne McTaggart's transplantation bill is all about.
It is tragic and it really hits home to me. Your health's your wealth, and there is something that we could be doing in this parliament. We must do it.
Holyrood's Health Committee have backed the aim, but not the detail of the bill. But Anne's encouraging MSPs to put party politics aside.
One would hope that people will vote with their conscience tonight.
At the moment, anyone who wants to donate their organs after death currently has to opt in through the donor card scheme, but it means there's hundreds of people waiting on the list. 46-year-old Danny Dowie was one of the lucky ones. He's recovering from a kidney transplant just a month ago.
Someone died for me to get their organ, which is an incredible gift. So I feel that if you're prepared to accept an organ, and if need be, you should be prepared to give one when you die.
In December, Wales changed to the new opt-out system, but Care Scotland says despite its success, we shouldn't follow suit. Dr. Gordon MacDonald from the organisation says it ruins the idea of donation as a gift.
The evidence from other countries such as Spain is that it's improvements in the administration of the donor system that has made the huge difference rather than moving towards a notional opt-out system.
54% of Scots voted backing the idea of the new system in the most recent YouGov poll, but if the majority's views are given a voice in Holyrood remains to be seen. We'll have a decision by this evening.